Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Lansing School Board member Nicole Armbruster. Good evening, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. An interesting meeting again. They've all been pretty interesting of recent months of the school board. You're getting down to countdown time, kind of against the clock with coming up with a budget. Tell me about the meeting last night.
Well, the meeting last night started with the budget presentation. We're required by law to have a budget hearing, which basically it came down to if we use our entire fund balance, we still have an almost $8 million deficit.
So we have some serious cuts yet to make. And again, mentioning coming up against the clock, you have to do this next week.
We do, yes.
So where do you go from here? Where do you find another $7.7, almost $8 million to cut?
Well, and I think in conversations we've had before, I've mentioned that 85% of our budget is tied up in wages and benefits. So unfortunately, it has to come from concessions.
Are you, those concessions are on the table. Are they in discussion now before last night?
They are in discussion, and we've been working as a super team, all the unions together, board members, administration, trying to find something that is agreeable to everyone and that will balance the budget.
What are we talking in terms of layoff notices at this point, Nicole?
I'm not sure. As far as calling back the people that were laid off, I'm not sure of those numbers yet, that the administration hasn't presented them to us.
Is there a possibility with the concessions that are being discussed that there could be, that we could avoid layoffs, or it's just where we may be able to avoid some of them?
And it would depend on the layoffs. I believe things like safety, patrol, and custodians, they probably wouldn't be called back as much as teachers. So it really depends on the group you're talking about.
Okay, because some of the information we have from some newspaper articles talk about 200 jobs, including 118 teachers, and so those numbers are still kind of up in the air until we get to a final budget.
Oh, I would say that's extremely high. My understanding was that we were looking around 60 teachers, and I don't know that we even reached that point yet.
Well, that's some better news than I had from this newspaper article then.
Yes, yes. And like I said, I haven't received updated numbers on those, but last I heard we weren't able to cut more than, I think, and I wish I had an exact number for you, but
okay.
I know we were looking around 60.
When do you, because you're up against the clock, when do you get together to look at all of this again and find out if there have been any changes in with concessions?
Well, I believe the super team is meeting, gosh, I think almost daily. I know last weekend they were there from 10 in the morning till after midnight on Saturday and again on Sunday. So I know that they're hard at work trying to come up with something.
Does everybody at the table and with the super team understand, do you think, that the seriousness of where we are with this budget and ramifications if some concessions can't be made?
I think everybody understands the looming financial managers, if that's what you're referring to.
Well, that too.
Yeah, I think the problem lies in some mistrust of some of the numbers. The numbers have kind of changed a lot. I don't think it's any secret that there's kind of an overall mistrust of some of the administration. So I think that's kind of a point of contention is, they don't want to take, and by they are, our employees don't want to have to take cuts that they don't have to.
So the question is kind of wading through these numbers and trying to make sure you have firm, accurate numbers.
Exactly.
Now, you talk about mistrust, and I don't want to mischaracterize as well. Do you think you're cutting through some of that? Is the board cohesive? And you and I have talked about that before as well. There were some stories that portrayed the board as kind of after each other, and you said that's really not the case. We're working well together. And do you think you're making headway in working well with the administration to try to get the accurate numbers so you can move forward in your jobs?
Well, then that's a couple different questions there. As far as the numbers, I think, the state settling on their budget definitely helped that moving target a little bit. We know the numbers from the state now. So, as far as everybody getting along, I think the more pressure that's put on us, of course, the more stress, the more people are kind of trying to scramble and figure things out. But, you know, I would say overall, yes, you know, we all are here for the same purpose, and that's for the kids and getting to next year so that we can make some real changes and real restructuring and make our district stronger.
Did you hear from the public at all at last night's meeting?
You know, as far as the budget hearing, nobody spoke to the budget hearing.
That's interesting, don't you think?
I was very surprised that there was so little turnout for that piece of the meeting. Later on, we did have some people from some of the programs that are kind of up in the air, one of them being the K-8 Rich STEM program. We had some people from there speak, but not an overwhelming amount of public comment, no.
That surprises me a little bit when things are pretty serious. As we've spoken before with other districts, it's not just Lansing schools, but I'm kind of surprised there wasn't more parent involvement or questions from them.
I can't speak for the whole board, but I was surprised as well. I thought there would be more people there.
Now, The chief financial officer for the district, Venkat Sarapalli, has said there in a news article that there were a couple of different options without concessions. One is file a deficit budget, and the other is not passing a budget and ceasing operations. Neither of those sound good.
No, they don't. I mean, if we cease to operate, our employees wouldn't get paid, and I don't find that a viable option. And passing the deficit budget puts us in a vulnerable position as far as an emergency financial manager. So, neither one of those are ideal.
And when the EFM comes up in discussions, I guess my thought is if that threat were hanging over me, we'd work quicker. Is that what you see happening too? People just trying to say, hey, we don't even want to go that direction?
I would like to think so, but we haven't come to a conclusion yet, so, and we're only a week away.
Well, and you know what? That's what I love talking. Why, one of the reasons I love talking with you, Nicole, is you just kind of cut through it all, and you just say what's on your mind, and your concerns are obvious. As always, I appreciate your help. Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel? Do you think we're going to come to an agreement on this?
I think so. Like I said, I think everyone here, the board, the administration, the staff, we're all here for the kids, and we all want our district to be successful. And I hope that by next week we'll be able to come to some kind of conclusion.
Very good. As always, I appreciate your time and your perspective. Thank you so much, Nicole. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We've been speaking with Nicole Armbruster, who is with the Lansing School Board. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.